off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to show you, if I was a pilot and I was on a date, how I would reveal that information.
All right.
Okay? Ask me what it is I do.
What do you do for a living, Conan?
I'm a pilot. Just try it.
I'm a pilot.
Con Josephine in my flying machine going up. She goes up, she goes up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Con Josephine in my flying machine going up. All on goodbye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. All right, so the latest aviation news and information kind of goes back, even though this is the first show of 2026, we got to go back a few months because it's been going on a while. So there's this, I don't know, this territory where a plane, it was a Stinson that landed for an emergency on a highway, and it was on tribal land, right?
Correct.
Where exactly was it?
In northern Minnesota, on the Red Lake Reservation.
Okay.
So it's up near Canada, in Minnesota, rural Minnesota.
So the Stinson had an emergency landing. They landed on the highway that was in the middle of this land or as part of the land, but it was on a highway. It landed.
Yeah, it was a state highway.
Okay.
Which, even though it may traverse through tribal land, it remains a public right of way. And
right.
So, you know, by all means, this pilot was entirely within his rights to land. I mean, you can't, just because you have the sovereign nation, you can't, you know, just tell the pilots, hey, you got to have an emergency somewhere else. It's going to happen.
Right.
But apparently the Red Lake Nation tribe has they passed a regulation, an internal tribal resolution that claims jurisdiction over airspace up to 20,000 feet and bans overflights of any airplanes.
Hmm.
And the last time I checked the Federal Register, the FAA is the sole owner of all airspace in the United States.
Yeah, but they have kind
of... The tribe seems to think that they can overrule that.
Yeah.
So,
well, once again, when did this happen? I mean, this was early in 2025?
Oh, this is like October.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact... This has been going on for months.
Okay,
and
right.
This pilot is, you know, really at his wit's end.
So he landed his plane on the highway, and then he got out, probably, what, got help or whatever, and then, what, they towed his plane away and took it from him?
Oh, sorry, you know, here's a letter of seizure.
Keepers, we found it.
No,
we're
seizing this airplane because...
It's ours now.
Yeah, too bad.
So he's caught in a legal quagmire right now with this issue. So what is the latest? Is it just we're updating this and kind of... finding out how it's going, or is he having any progress, or who's getting involved?
At this point, AOPA has gotten involved and has asked the Department of Transportation and the Department of Interior to help this pilot recover. So between the FAA, you know, trying to exert their authority over the airspace, they're also asking, you know, Transportation Department and Interior to weigh in as well, because Interior oversees the, you know, tribal lands and things like that. So they're kind of like the, court of last resort, I guess, would be the way to put it.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I don't know. That would make me think twice about flying over any kind of reservation like that territory.
And, you know, that's kind of the point here. You know, the reason that they passed this resolution back in 1978 was to try to prevent the military from doing, you know, flyovers of their territory.
Hmm.
Because, you know, there's an active Air National Guard base in northern Minnesota that has F-16 fighters that would, you know, need to do training. There was F-16s out of Fargo, North Dakota that could use that airspace, and they didn't want them flying over. So it's kind of the same argument of these ADS-B landing fees. Hey, I don't want all this flight training, so let's implement landing fees where you get one free one a day, and then it's going to make it inherently expensive for somebody to come over. So we'll just push everybody away. And they're thinking that this letter that they published now suddenly gives them the authority to block any and all aviation over the Red Lake tribe. Well, that's just not realistic.
Well, they have sovereign land, but do they have sovereign
airspace?
They're claiming that, I guess.
They claim they do, but, you know, the argument is no, the federal government, for the betterment of everyone, needs to control that airspace. Because if we were let one tribe control airspace or a city. You know, look at what Santa Monica's trying to do with the airport.
Right.
You know, if we try to let them do that, you're going to have a patchwork of regulations that's going to make it impossible for air commerce.
Right. So in your case, you're flying your Mooney 201. Are you going to avoid that area just to be extra safe? But not necessarily give in, but just like, well, let me just avoid that area. You think just the threat of what they've done already is a warning to GA pilots that I don't want to find myself.
Apparently, it's not the first time, because they've harassed seaplane pilots that have gone out and landed on Red Lake as well. And you know, I thought that the lakes were public waters, you know, for use by everyone. But apparently, they have their own ideas.
And harassed them in what sense? What they landed?
Well, they tried to confiscate the seaplane. This is years ago, back in the 80s and 90s, I'm sure. So this is an ongoing issue. That the tribe, you know, suddenly thinks they become emboldened and can, you know, take possession of someone's airplane.
Yeah, that would be pretty bizarre. But I bet, you know, the problem is, I mean, that pilot that has that Stinson, he's probably pretty irate, because I bet you the local authorities are saying, hey, we can't do anything for you here. They've claimed ownership of the plane and well, they probably
seized it.
Yeah. And the local authorities in that area are probably not willing to go to the tribe and, you know, fight them over it, because there's like, hey, we have no control over these folks. You're going to have to go to the feds and figure something else out.
And that's exactly why the Interior Department has gotten involved, because they're probably the only ones that can, you know, basically tell the tribes, no, you've overstepped.
Right. And if they do that, you think the tribes will listen? I don't know. I mean,
be very stubborn.
Yeah.
But I'd like to, you know, I don't want to be derogatory at all, but I mean, show me the flying machines that you had, you know, back when you signed the treaties and whatnot. Now, you didn't have it. They didn't exist. So how can you claim that you had the airspace?
Well, that's a whole nother argument, I guess. I mean, but then again, also, what would they do with it? Just fly it in their own airspace? I mean, as soon as they go out of their own airspace, do we just take it back? Hey, you landed outside. It's ours. It's ours now.
It sounds like what we did with Russian millionaire yachts, right?
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess it could be similar. But yeah, it's an interesting story to watch. But I do wonder, in the interim, it might be advisable at least to be aware of the story. And if you're, you know, planning your flight path and you see you're going to be flying over some territory like that, would you want to deviate just to add a little
extra? But how would you know that? And that's the challenge. I mean, it's not like they publish a TFR over the Red Lake Reservation that says don't fly below 20,000 feet or you risk having your aircraft seized.
Well,
you know,
true.
That's not in the airspace. It's not there. It doesn't exist. This should not be a problem.
Well, right. It should not. But I'm just saying, you could still track it out. Like, hey, I got this flight plan. I am going to go over this one territory. Maybe I ought to deviate.
But my point is, how would you ever know if you didn't actually live in the area? So, you know, say you're a pilot from South Dakota and you're wanting to go to, you know, northern Minnesota, and you know your flight path took you over there, you would have no indication that there was ever that there.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
I don't know, you have to get the right kind of map, I guess, that they'd approve of, and they wouldn't approve the map anyway. More crap we got to deal with, but what are you going to do? More coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.